Om Shri Sai Ram. To love we live by, live for and live on. To love, which has always been the message, the motive and the form. To love, which is what you really are and what we aspire to become someday. To that love, to our true guru and our goal, we offer our heartfelt pranams. Swami, as days swiftly close in on the full moon night of Guru Purnima, we offer our hearts in the form of a drama which speaks of how we perceive you as our guru, as Sadguru Sandesham. Jai Sai Ram.
पास में बंदे मैं तो तेरे पास में
भीम भीम तन दीन तन दीन तन भीम भीम तन दीन तन दीन तन भीम भीम तन दीन तन दीन तन भीम भीम तन दीन तन दीन
कर करेगा सर करेगा सर नाम जप में नाम तप में नाम जप में नाम तप में ना रोजे उपवास में खोजी होए
You seem to be happier than usual today, Aditya. What are you thinking about?
Gurudeva, every day of my life has been suffused with ecstasy. Each moment in your gracious presence, a God-given gift I forever cherish. You have filled my life with happiness, and sorrow never seems to bother me. To think of it, the most beautiful relationship that can ever be is that of a guru and a shishya. I feel so blessed to be in your presence, Gurudev.
But my beloved child, why is it that you find the relationship between a guru and a shishya to be the most beautiful one?
O Gurudev, man is tirelessly searching for the ultimate truth. From womb to tomb. But no worldly relationship can help him in his pursuit. It is none but the guru alone who can show him the reality. And therein lies the beauty of the sacred relationship.
Aditya, the relationship you speak of is indeed sacred. But are you fully aware of it? You are very lucky that you have been with me since you were only a child. For in truth, it is the master who picks his disciples and not otherwise. Some seekers must wait for years and go through the agony of waiting before the master beckons them. But that is also for good. The master knows what is best. Aditya, you know not the sincere aching for a guru, the pining for him, that cherished moment of indescribable jubilance when you finally meet him. Come, child, let me explain to you.
को कहां ढूंढे रे बंदे
This is the story of Sri Sri Paramahamsa Yogananda. Much before he unfurled his expansive wings as the oriental butterfly, destined to spread the precious pollens of spirituality in Western hearts. This was when Yogananda was still Mukunda, a feisty young lad whose every deed and desire, breath and thought converged into a singular longing of experiencing God. It was this yearning that brought Mukunda to Banaras, where from every cell in his body he meditated on the hope that he would someday be able to experience God. But the very rope which was once his lifeline was slowly becoming his noose.
You know, Kaivalya, seeking a guru, I reached this holy land of Banaras. I hoped of being able to meditate on the highest goal, on the all-pervasive divine principle. But these residential responsibilities here at the ashram are becoming heavier and heavier by the day. So much so that I find myself contemplating more on the affairs of this world than on the one who lies beyond it.
What other choice do you have, Mukunda? Having taken up this role, you must adhere to these responsibilities. In my opinion, these are far more important than you meditating pointlessly on some elusive, imaginary goal.
I haven't given up any of my responsibilities. However, I feel these activities are sucking me into a mundane quagmire instead of releasing me into a sapphire of sweet bliss. I feel lost, Kaivalya. I am a child who longs to be held as he takes his baby steps. I cannot take this any longer. I find my pitiable self surrounded by shallow criticisms from all sides. Why are you putting me through all this, Mother? Where have I flawed in my devotion to deserve this mental torture? All I ever wanted was to get closer to you. But the universe seems to be conspiring to take me away from you. Teach me where to find you. Teach me how to come to you, how to stay with you. O merciful Mother of the universe, teach me thyself through visions or through a guru sent by thee.
Arey, O Mukunda, enough of meditation. You are needed for an errand. Come down quick.
What is it, Habu?
Oh, you are here already. I thought you'd take another hour to descend from your sacred attic like you usually do. Busy that you are in catching God so soon?
I heard you mention an errand of some sort.
Yes. We need to go to the market to buy some vegetables for tonight's meal. I cannot carry all of it by myself. So, get a bag and we shall leave.
खोजी होए तुरत मिल जाऊं पल भर की तलाश में कहते कबीरा सुन ले बंदे कहते कबीरा सुन ले बंदे मैं तो हूं विश्वास में।
स्पेशल डिस्काउंट, स्पेशल डिस्काउंट, टमाटर 5 का किलो, 5 का किलो।
अरे ताजे भिंडी, ताजे भिंडी।
ओ भाई भिंडी लो।
मूंगफली, मूंगफली, गर्मा गर्म मूंगफली सर, मूंगफली सर, ताजा ताजा मूंगफली सर, गर्मा गर्म ले लो मूंगफली, मूंगफली।
हाउ मच फॉर दीज कॉलीफ्लावर्स?
सर, यू नो फाइंड एनी कॉलीफ्लावर इन द होल ऑफ बनारस एज बिग and as cheap as this, and because you seem like a good man, I will offer you a special discount of 50%. Usually I charge 14 anas, but you can have them for 12 anas.
But sir, a discount of 50% would make this vegetable worth 7 anas, not 12.
You teach me math, mujhko. I doing this business 5 years now. You teach me? Hey? Bas, I take back my offer. 14 or nothing.
Are Mukunda, am I wrong?
Huh? Huh? Kaka ji, chalo 12 ana mein de dijiye na.
Hmm, fine, fine. Take them for 12. But next time...
As if I would visit you next time.
Come on, Habu. Now don't make a scene.
Are Mukunda, you do not know these people. This is how they loot us.
Never mind. Let's hurry now. I have lot of work to do. I wonder who that is and why is he looking at us? Must I be surrounded by strange people everywhere I go? Or is he the one? The voice did say that. No, no. I am letting my imagination get the better of me. Habu? Habu?
Now what? Can't you hurry up, Mukunda? We are getting late.
Are, I can't move my legs, Habu. It feels as though something is pulling me back. Or is it someone? My legs, Habu. I can feel my legs again. I feel the saint is magnetically drawing me to him. Could it really be? Are you the manifestation of my deepest longing? Have I found my guru at last? Forgive me, Habu, but I must go.
What? Are you crazy? Come back, Mukunda. Come back, I say.
Gurudeva.
Oh, my Mukunda. Finally, you have come. How many years have I waited for you? But it's all right. Now that you're here, I will give you my hermitages and all I possess.
Gurudeva, I come for wisdom and God realization. Those are the treasure troves I am after. The world and its possessions are but a fool's gold. They are not what I pine for.
I give you my unconditional love. Will you give me the same?
I will love you eternally, Gurudeva. Eternally.
मौकों कहाँ ढूंढे रे बंदे, मौकों कहाँ ढूंढे रे बंदे, मौकों कहाँ ढूंढे रे बंदे, मैं तो तेरे पास मैं तो तेरे पास।
Wow, I had never realized how fortunate I am to have come to you at such a young age. Gurudeva, even the likes of Paramahamsa Yogananda had to wait for so long time before their master decided to reveal themselves. But you so benevolently took me under your care. Oh Gurudeva, I am so grateful to you for your infinite compassion.
But Aditya, the evolution of the relationship between the Guru and Shishya doesn't end there. Once the master reveals himself, the disciple does not develop faith in the master. Right away, he tries to test him in myriad ways until all his doubts are quelled. And finally, bereft of his every misgiving, he develops firm faith in the master.
But master, when would a disciple be free of all doubt?
Let me tell you what happened some time before. I was walking by the lake when I noticed a scorpion thrashing around in the water. Wanting to help it, I reached out with my arm to grasp it and set it free on the shore. But unaware of my noble intentions, the scorpion stung me. I did not give up. I reached out to the scorpion again, and it stung me again. Now, look at the plight of the scorpion. I was there, ready to set him free, but he would not let me do it. In the same way, the Guru wants to save the disciple, set him free from the ocean of misery in which he is wallowing. But as long as the disciple has no faith in the Guru cannot help him. It is only when the disciple develops firm faith in the Guru that he can be saved. Standing testimony to this, I am reminded of the beautiful relationship of the great Guru Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and his finest disciple, Swami Vivekananda.
Paisa, paisa, that is all that people have to think about. They are ready to do anything for money. Little do they realize that it is the greatest hindrance on their spiritual journey. But how long can they hold on to it? It is best to keep away from it. Look at me. I cannot bear to touch it.
But of course, not all are as great as you, Master. We are just ordinary mortals who find it very difficult to let go of things.
Achha. So you think we are different from each other? Are we not one and the same? Naren, you seem to be lost in thought.
True, you seem to be unusually quiet and surprisingly without any queries.
It's nothing, Master.
Naren, you are afraid to voice your thoughts. Now there are only four. How will you speak in front of thousands?
Thousands? I don't understand, Master.
Leave it. Tum idhar aao. Aao, Naren. Now tell me, what is troubling you?
Master, I want to believe in what you say. But my monkey mind, it doesn't allow me to.
Oh, so you doubt my words. Naren, don't think you're the only one. Yeh toh sabko hota hai. In fact, you must not believe me without testing me thoroughly. Ah, test me, Naren. Test me till you're fully convinced. But then never again must you doubt me. Now come.
Master, are you hurt?
My whole body seems to be on fire. It burns. Ma, ki hoche amake? Ha, ma.
Check the bed. Maybe there is something under the covers.
Master, these are just a few coins.
No. Get them close. Take them away from me. I can't bear to be near them.
But how did they come to be there? It's as if someone has planted them there.
But who could it be?
Main janta hoon. I know who it is. Naren?
Master. Forgive me, Master. Forgive me. I never intended to hurt you. I'm sorry, Master. Please forgive me.
I know, Naren. I know. And I am not angry. I am happy.
Main khush hoon.
I have already told you. Test me. Test me all you want. Test me till you are fully convinced.
Naren did test his guru and was even convinced about his true nature. But did this episode free him of all his doubts?
I have been here for so long, but all that I'm doing is some daily chores. I am not a servant. Instead, I have come here for a greater purpose. And what have I learnt in my stay so far? And I don't understand. How is this going to help me? Is he even capable of taking me on the path?
Thakur!
Naren, maa ko dekha, maa ko dekha. Haan, ab chalo, bas, enough for today.
पल भर की तलाश में कहते कबीरा सुन ले बंदे कहते कबीरा सुन ले बंदे मैं तो हूँ विश्वास में मैं तो हूँ विश्वास में मैं तो हूँ विश्वास में
15 years have passed since you came to me as a child, Aditya. All this while, you have assimilated and practiced the principles that enabled you to build an impeccable character and develop lofty ideals. These form the foundation on which you shall build your life. The time is now approaching when you must leave the walls of this ashram and make your own accord with the world. So, you also must be trained in some disciplines that you would find necessary in the world, which I shall teach you in time.
O Gurudeva, but for your infinite compassion and bountiful grace, it is certainly impossible to establish such unshakable faith. Bless me that I have such unassailable belief in your every word, that no second thought crosses my mind in implementing them.
Aditya, do you see the pile there? Go and disturb the pile.
Gurudev, the old man seems to have worked all day, and now you want me to disturb the pile? Master, why increase his work?
Aditya, just do as I say.
Master, you have always taught me to help others, to serve others. Why this command now?
Aditya, are you going to do it or not? If not, I will do it myself.
But why, Gurudev?
You were ready to obey every command of mine, isn't it? What has happened now? It is not so easy to follow, Aditya. And what I asked of you was a simple task. You must be ready to undertake whatever. Remember, whatever the Guru says. Let me tell you about one such person who could implicitly follow his master's command. Oh, Kaka, you have come. Aho, aho. Kya khabar?
Baba, the panch has imposed 2 ordinances because of the cholera epidemic. No fuel carts are to be allowed into the village. And nobody is to kill a goat within the village. Poor that I am. This old fellow is now only an added burden. Could you please accept him and look after him?
Oh, sure, sure. This Dwaraka Mai gives shelter to whosoever asks for it, be it man or animal. So, Kaka, do not worry about the goat anymore. Just tie him to the post over there and leave. Mai will shelter him.
नमस्कार बाबा।
बड़े बाबा, टेक अ नाइफ एंड बिहेड द गोट इन वन शॉट। लेट अस ऑफर हिम एज ऑब्लेशन टू अपीज द हंगर ऑफ ऑल असेंबल्ड हियर।
आई डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड बाबा, यू जस्ट गिव योर वर्ड टू दैट मैन दैट यू विल टेक केयर ऑफ द गोट। नाउ व्हाई आर यू ऑर्डरिंग मी टू किल इट?
आई सेड दैट, बट नाउ आई एम आस्किंग यू टू किल द गोट। Kill it?
No, no. I will not kill the poor creature without a reason.
Shama, then you do it. Bring a nice sharp knife and behead the goat.
Baba, me?
Ha, tu hi. Go, get a knife and come.
Yes, Baba. I shall go and look for a knife. Are my ears fooling me? Is Baba really asking him to kill the goat? Of all the people, Baba is asking a Brahmin to kill the goat? Why doesn't he ask someone else?
Poor goat. How can Baba ask us to kill that innocent animal? What harm has it ever done?
You all want to taste delicious dishes, but none of you want to work for it. No obedience. Look at that, Shama. I have been waiting here all this long and he has just disappeared.
Baba, wo nahi aane wala. Wo to bhaag gaya.
Koi mera sunta hi nahi. No respect for my words. Are o Dikshit, hurry up. Go bring a knife and kill the goat.
जैसी आपकी आज्ञा बाबा।
प्रभु, वाई दिस एक्ट? आई एम श्योर देयर इज रीजन बिहाइंड दिस। इज दिस सम काइंड ऑफ टेस्ट?
व्हाट टेस्ट? आई ओनली वांट समवन टू किल द गोट।
व्हाट एवर यू से देवा।
अरे काका साहेब, यू सीम टू हैव फॉरगॉटन योर धर्म एज अ ब्राह्मण। यू आर कमिटिंग अ हीनस क्राइम।
इट्स अ सिन। हैव यू फॉरगॉटन योर आइडेंटिटी? Do you wish to disgrace the entire Brahmin community?
Are, what are you waiting for? Go on. But do it in a single blow. Stop, stop. Are, murkh. Has some spirit caught hold of you? You are a Brahmin. How can you kill an innocent animal?
Deva,
mala farak nahi padat. It doesn't matter if I'm a Brahmin or a butcher.
The only action that I deem holy is implicit obedience to your word. There is no other law which binds me. Prompt compliance to Guru's order is our dharma.
Dekha bade baba, khara sona. Dikshit is pure gold. In spite of being born in a Brahmin household and never having seen a drop of blood being spilled his entire life, on my order, did not think twice before raising the knife to kill. The stage in our relationship where the Guru's command is all that matters to Shishya. No questions asked, no reasons required, just implicit obedience.
Gurudev, forgive my stupidity. I shall do as you command.
Are Babu, what are you doing?
Ruko, ruko. Hey, Bhagwan, snake.
Beta, beta, you have saved me from the jaws of death. Thank you, beta. Thank you.
Kaka, it wasn't me. I was just following my guru's command.
Oh, master, thank you. Thank you so much. How can I ever repay this debt?
Forgive me, master. I question your commands.
Oh, how foolish of me.
How could I have doubted your words? Never again, master. This shall never happen again.
I am not angry with you, Aditya.
Gurudeva, I shall never leave you. I shall wash your feet with my tears. I will spend my whole life taking care of you. I shall obey your every command. Dedicate my whole life to take care of your every need. Master, Master, are you not happy? Have I said something wrong? Have I upset you in any way?
No, Aditya. I am not upset. It's just that most of you falter at this very step. On implicitly trying to follow my every command, you begin to mistake the source of all my injunctions as this ephemeral form. You become so attached to this form that you completely forget who the real guru is.
The real guru?
Yes, Aditya. Let me explain. Hundreds of disciples had gathered that evening to inhale the last breaths of wisdom exhaled by their master. As twilight gloomily immersed into the murky waters of the dark starry night, they saw death, the cosmos's eternally unwelcome guest, pay him a visit and dutifully collect his compassionate heart. Gautama, the great Buddha, was no more. The crest jewel of the lotus and light unto the world had given up his mortal coils. Yet, unmoved were most, for they suckled on a rare esoteric secret that satiated their hunger of longing and separation. All shared the fruits of the same tree. All but one.
Oh, Master, what terrible pain is this? My heart feels trampled and torn. My breath heavy with hurt and my soul robbed of all happiness. What grievous sin have I committed that I breathe and live in a world without you? What use is this life anymore? Doesn't anyone here share this pain with me? I know I was not the only one to love Buddha. But look at you people. Why aren't any one of you in pain? Why do I seem to be the only one suffering? How can you be such ignoramus fools that you don't even feel a tinge of grief at his departure? Answer me. Somebody answer me. Rahula, what about you? Don't you miss his blissful form? Don't you crave for that enchanting smile, that loving gaze? Do you not pine as I do to see that form just once more? Don't you realize what we have lost?
Ananda, what is not now was never there, and what was there is always there.
Have you lost your mind? Can't you realize our master has left? Lohita, even you are smiling. How can you possibly be happy? You too basked under his compassionate warmth with me, didn't you? But still, you exhibit no remorse, not even an iota of pain. How can you be so ungrateful? Where is your love for him?
Ananda, doesn't love beget happiness? Only attachment begets pain. So I ask you, do you love him or do I?
Love? You speak of love? Who have I left to love? Who have you left to love, Lohita? Have you gone crazy or have I? Love indeed. Fools, I say. Each one of them is a born fool. I'm disgusted being in the presence of such stone-hearted people. Why, Master, why? Why did you leave me all alone? Can't you see how broken I am without you? The joy that brimmed me at your one glance, the warmth that sustained me, nourished me, and fulfilled me. Where can I find it now? Would I ever get to see that smiling face again? Can I never hear that soothing voice any longer? Must I forever be deprived of your serene form, a glance at which would grant me supreme bliss? Why do you deny me that form, so beautiful, so enrapturing, suffusing me with happiness? I'm not able to bear the separation. Master, Master, where are you? Where are you?
Ananda?
Master! Master!
Stop crying, Ananda. What is it that you weep for?
For you, Master. For you. Even a moment of separation from you filled me with anguish so deep, so intense, that it makes my life utterly meaningless, unbearably painful. Promise me, Master, promise me that you'll never leave me, never again.
Oh, Ananda, you think this is all that I am? Decide for yourself who you long to be with. If it is Gautama that you pine for, it lies very much there. If it is the Buddha that you aspire for, then inquire about its essence, knowing which, you shall verily become the essence. Who am I?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Gurudev, a powerful story indeed, but I'm confused.
Aditya, you will understand me tomorrow.
कहां ढूंढे रे बंदे। मोको कहां ढूंढे रे बंदे, मोको कहां ढूंढे रे बंदे। मैं तो तेरे पास मैं तो तेरे पास मैं तो तेरे पास में बंदे।
गुरुदेव, गुरुदेव, इट इज वे पास्ट हिज यूजुअल टाइम। गुरुदेव इज नेवर लेट, देन व्हाई दिस डिले? आई हैव सर्च्ड एवरीवेयर बट गुरुदेव, आर यू टेस्टिंग मी? गुरुदेव, I'm getting scared. Please don't do this to me.
Aditya, why are you afraid? I have promised never to leave you.
But where are you?
Decide for yourself. Where am I? Who am I?
All I know is you're my Gurudev.
नरेन, गुरु कौन है?
ठाकुर, स्क्रिप्चर्स प्रोक्लेम अ गुरु बीइंग गुणातीता एंड रूपवर्जिता, वन बियॉन्ड द एट्रिब्यूट्स एंड वन बियॉन्ड फॉर्म। बट मुकुंदा, आई पजेस अ फॉर्म एंड आई एम बाउंड बाय एट्रिब्यूट्स एज वेल।
गुरुदेव, I experience you at every moment of my life and therefore you are beyond this form and attributes.
हाँ, सही बोला है ना काका जी?
बाबा, आपकी हर बोली में आप नजर आते हैं। I experience your beautiful smile in every sentence and your touch in every discourse.
Thank you, O Lord, for granting me this clarity of your true identity. Though a little late.
No, Ananda. One experiences everything precisely at the ordained moment. Seize this moment, for it is the omnipresent.
O Sai Gurudeva, on this most auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima, let us all experience your presence in our lives.
You always said, your life is your message.
Swami, we find you in your message. We realize you are your message.
And in that sense, you are always with us. Because your message is engraved in our hearts.
We pray that you express yourself through us in our lives,
and we imbibe your message into our lives,
thus feeling and radiating your presence forever and ever.
ప్రేమ భావములతో మా హృదయమే ఉప్పొంగగా, కణ కణములోన నీ రూపమే జీవమై వెలుగొందగా. భక్తి ప్రేమ భావములతో మా హృదయమే ఉప్పొంగగా, కణ కణములోన నీ రూపమే జీవమై వెలుగొందగా. కన్నీళ్లతో నీ
పదములనే కడిగదముగా, నీ పదముల చెంతని జీవితమే అర్పింతుముగా. కన్నీళ్లతో నీ పదములనే కడిగదముగా, నీ పదముల చెంతని జీవితమే అర్పింతుముగా.
ప్రార్థనే ఆలకించుమా, చేయూతనే అందించుమా. ఆ ప్రార్థనే ఆలకించుమా, చేయూతనే అందించుమా. సర్వస్వము నీవే ఓ సాయిమా, సర్వస్వము నీవే ఓ
భావమే భాషగా ప్రవహించెనే. మధురమైన నీ మాటలే మా స్ఫూర్తిగా చిగురించెనే.
ఎదలో నిండిన భావమే భాషగా ప్రవహించెనే. మధురమైన నీ మాటలే స్ఫూర్తిగా చిగురించెనే.
నీ మాటలే ప్రతి ఆలోచనలో ఎప్పుడు నిండి ఉంటే, ప్రేమమయమైన ఈ క్షణమే ప్రతిదినమైతే,
అదే బంధము అదే మోక్షము అదే స్వర్గము అదే శాశ్వతం
అదే
సచ్చిదానందం. అదే బంధము అదే మోక్షము అదే స్వర్గము అదే శాశ్వతం
అదే
సచ్చిదానందం.
ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనోమే తవ వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం, కారుణ్యవారిదే పతివాస, కారుణ్యవారిదే పతివాస. శాశ్వత బ్రహ్మమరా, శాశ్వత బ్రహ్మమయా. नाते में खोए हैं, मिट जाए जब मोह मन से, दिख जाए तब गुरु ही दिल में.
गुरु की वाणी अमर हो जाए जब गुरु तन से मन में बसे.
ಪಾರಂಭವ ಓ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ ಮಾನಸ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರು ಚರಣ ದುಷ್ಟರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ತರಣ ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಗುರು ಜಯ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಜಯ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವೋ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ
ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರೀ ರಕ್ಷ ಕರೋ ಮಾ
शंकरी कृपा करो मां जगदीश्वरी दया करो मां शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां साईश्वरी रक्षा करो
Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Bala 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 Radha Krishna Jai
Govinda Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Bala Bala Radha Krishna Jai
Govinda Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai Bala 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 Radha Krishna Jai
Govinda Krishna Jai Gopal Krishna Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna 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 Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Pyari Mayi Meera Manavi Hari Padana Mohana Muradi Dari Krishna Jai
Gopika Mala Hari Pyari Mayi Meera Manavi Hari Padana Mohana Muradi Dari
प्यारी माई मीर मन बिगारी मरण मोहन मुरली दास कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण 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 जय
कृष्ण जय
Krishna Jai Krishna Jai, Radha Krishna Jai, Bala Krishna 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 Jai.
ॐ जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्तजनासंरक्षक हरि महेश्वर ॐ जय जगदीश हरे शिवदनाशीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका पावद्वान्धवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदैवमु मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राशयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप तेजस्वी को साई महादेवा सत्य साई महा मंगल आरती अंधुको मंदर गिरिधारे ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण शांति
शांति। जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।